Hello, everyone. It's me, Rissa Montañez. Welcome back to the Dead Series, all of my Dead Series aficionados. Thank you so much for being here. Now, I just want to say thank you for tuning in between chapters of the Dead Series. Right now, we are on a little bit longer of a break than we have been as usual. But hey, you know what? Our cast, our crew, people at the George A. Romero Foundation, they're just going to put their feet up for just a little while we get next chapters of the Dead Series ready just for you, because we want to make sure you have quality content, and that's exactly what we're doing and working on behind the scenes. So until then, today, we've got a special episode featuring heartfelt messages from our beloved cast and crew. But before we dive into this, let's go ahead and take a moment to tip our hats to who? You guessed it, the George A. Romero Foundation, for keeping the dreams of creatives alive through their mentorship efforts. You know, they're not just preserving the legacy of horror, they are also nurturing the next generation of storytellers. And seriously, that is something so very special. And so now, for you amazing listeners, I just want you to know that you've been the lifeblood of this undead journey, helping us revive the zombie genre in ways that we never thought possible. Your support has definitely kept us going. We are very grateful for the reviews, the interactions on social media, everybody in the Discord talking about the podcast. Thank you so much for being present for this. We appreciate you very much. And for those just joining the Dead Series, again, you can catch up on all of the previous episodes on your favorite podcatcher. And while you're there, why not leave a review and let us know what you think? Your feedback keeps us shambling forward with purpose. I love a good zombie pun. Pardon me. All right, so without further ado, grab your headphones, get settled in, get ready to sink your teeth into the Dead Spring Break event, and also keep those peepers peeled for an exclusive teaser trailer dropping next week for the upcoming chapter titled Run Rabbit, written by Luke Condor. You know you wanna. I know you wanna. You know how I know you wanna? Because you're here right now. So anyway, all right, enough of my shenanigans. Okay, let's just go ahead and jump into the messages from the cast and crew and from the George A. Romero Foundation. Again, thank you so much for being here between episodes of the Chapters and the Dead Series podcast. Let's go ahead and hear from the cast, crew, and members of the George A. Romero Foundation.
Hey, this is Suze Romero, and I'm here on behalf of the George A. Romero Foundation, the GARF, and Bloody Disgusting, to tell you that we are completely jazzed about this project, The Dead. It's a great way for us to foster and to champion horror writers who then become mentored, and we shape the work into an audio experience, and it turns out that it's totally terrifying, and we're pleased. So please enjoy the shows. They're all wonderful, and of course, you have to remember to stay scared.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever this message receives you, I hope it receives you well. My name is Damon Allams, and you'd know me better as Anders on the episodes of Ephemeris from the Dead podcast. I'm a California boy, born and raised, a big MMA fan, and as far as my favorite Romero moment, I guess it would be the first film, Night of the Living Dead, which came out a couple years before I was born. That strong of a stance for diversity in that age? Yeah, instant fan.
Hey there. My name is Janine Bauer. I play Jennifer in the first couple of episodes of the Dead series called Precious Cargo. And it was really, really fun to be ripped in half for your listening pleasure. I am a longtime fan of zombie media, and I am also a PhD student studying voice acting in video games. So it was really fun to be a part of this project overall with the Bloody Disgusting team, but also incredible to have this opportunity with the George A. Romero Foundation and its adventures into new kinds of storytelling like this. I look forward to many more wonderful, very visceral, very deliciously dark episodes from here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Katrina Piscina, and I'm one of the actors on the Dead Horror Anthology series. You could hear me as Kenzie in the Ephemeris chapter. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you guys for tuning in and giving this show so much love. I was super stoked for this project, and so glad to be a part of it. We've all been having so much fun putting this together for you guys. We wouldn't be able to do any of this without you. And we got more on the way, so stay tuned.
Hey everyone, my name is Marquise Moore, and I play as Jaren in Precious Cargo, a part of the Dead series. Ooh! Outside of the spooky podcast, I also do more kid-friendly ones. I actually provide voices for the Sheriff Labrador Detective Story podcasts. And outside of podcasts, I also do animation, commercials, you name it, because voice acting is awesome. But more importantly, I'd like to thank you all for listening and tuning in, because we love making horror awesome, spooky, and fun. And I hope you guys continue listening to us. And you all have a wonderful day, evening, night, in between, whatever your time zone may be. Later.
Hi, this is Newt Schottelkotty. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm the composer for The Dead here on Bloody Disgusting. You might have heard my work elsewhere in podcasting, especially fiction. I am the producer of Caldera Studios, which creates original shows like Inkworm, Where the Stars Fell, and Mini Marconis. I've gotten to work on a bunch of other shows, and I am currently based out of Chicago, Illinois, also doing live sound for theater. I'm honestly kind of a weenie. I'm not much of a big horror person, ironically, but I would say that my favorite horror movie is Tucker and Dale versus Evil. No contest. Great time.
Hey everyone, this is Pixie Britton, author of the dystopian YA series Kill or Cure and writer of episode 3 of The Dead called Rebirth. So I came up with the story for Rebirth the day after I gave birth to my daughter 2 years ago. It was a crazy time. It was the tail end of COVID, so there were a huge amount of restrictions in place. They put limits on the amount of visitors that you could have, how long they could stay. There was a huge amount of staff illness, so the midwives that were working were overstretched, overworked, and exhausted. And in the midst of all that craziness, I was lying there in that hospital bed trying to figure out how to be a mom. And I felt incredibly vulnerable. I go so far as to say that that was the most vulnerable that I had ever felt in my entire life. And in that haze of early motherhood, my mind began to wander a little bit. And I thought to myself, this is mad. I don't know what I'm doing. And this is really tough. But imagine if this was, I was trying to do this in a war, or something even more extreme, like the world was ending or the zombie apocalypse. And that's how it started. At first, it was just a little seed of an idea, one that I just tucked away and thought that I would have a look at later. I had no idea whether it would be a book or anything else. And then The Dead came up. And I had this opportunity to write an episode, and I thought to myself, I want to explore this. I think this story of Becca and her newborn baby would be amazing in audio. And the rest is history. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Your support is, it just means the world to us. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the series. Take care.
My name is Richie Tavaki, and I voice Karavi in The Dead, Episode 4. A fun fact about myself, I really like tacos. I had a lot of fun working on this project because it's a zombie survival horror, and it was just overall fun, especially being able to work with like the director, like Hannah, as well as Rissa, Mike, and all my other castmates. It was really fun to actually be able to get together and record this like a group, which, coming from stage, it's really fun to always do those kind of group scenes. I actually auditioned for another character, but when I got called back, they said, we think you would make great with Karavi. And so we went with Karavi, and I had a lot of fun recording this character because he's the careful one out of most of his group, and very much like, we're not taking risk. If they look like they're infected, deal with it. Karavi is very much the person who makes sure that things stay in line and that no unnecessary risks are being taken for the group so that everyone's able to make it back. This was my first experience working with Bloody FM, and again, it was so much fun. So yeah, check out episode 4 of The Dead, and you can listen to it now on Spotify.
Hi, this is Veronica California, sound designer for The Dead. My favorite part of getting to work on The Dead is getting to work under Rissa Montanez, our marvelous showrunner, who I know as an actor from SCP Archives, which I used to sound design for, and I stole her for my own show, The Hotel Podcast. And she's been so wonderful to work for, and she's made such a wonderful show, and she has so many fantastic ideas. And I really just cannot say enough good things about working with Rissa Montanez. And getting to work on such a legendary horror franchise like The Dead with the Romero Foundation has, of course, been a career highlight and a huge feather in my cap. I honestly could not have asked for a better experience working on The Dead.
Hi, my name is Melissa Lesk. I played Leah in Home, and I am extra excited about The Dead because my daughter Agnes did her voice acting debut in Rebirth.
My name is Agnes Stuenberger. I am 8 years old, and I played Callie in Rebirth.
Hi, I'm Kayla Temshev, and you might have heard me on The Dead as Ellie, the teenage zombie in Precious Cargo, Fox in Ephemeris, or Katie in Home. I just wanted to reach out and say thank you so much for listening to the show. We love you guys and appreciate you. And I also wanted to share a little behind-the-scenes fun fact. If you were curious about what the human flesh-eating noises were in Precious Cargo, that was me in my home booth eating watermelon and nectarines. So, you know, next time you eat a watermelon, remember, that's the sound we used for human flesh. That's all for me. Please keep listening to the show for more spooks and scares. Thank you, guys.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeff Whitehead from the George A. Romero Foundation. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening to The Dead. We have had a blast while collaborating with our friends at Bloody Disgusting to bring this universe of zombie stories to life in the spirit of the master himself, George A. Romero. I had a wonderful time writing Precious Cargo and Ephemeris. Precious Cargo was inspired by a real-life flight that I was on from Pittsburgh to Charlotte years ago. It was the worst storm I've ever experienced in the air, and I'm not a terrifically good flyer to begin with. The only thing that could have made that flight worse would have been zombies on the plane with us. Ephemeris helped me process the pandemic as it was becoming more manageable throughout 2021 and 22. I wanted to create an environment that is less commonly used for the zombie apocalypse, but also pair it with a reflection on conspiracy theory and the potential weaponization of disease. But my own stories aside, I've loved working with the incredibly talented writers on the development of their stories. It has been a wonderful experience to see the process by which podcasts come to life, or in our case, become undead. I'm really looking forward to the next story, and I know you will all enjoy it, as it is a lot of undead fun. See you out there, and remember, stay scared.